USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings are continuing this afternoon. Texas Senator Ted Cruz delivered his opening remarks.
Most Americans, and I know the overwhelming majority of Texans, want judges who will follow the law and will not impose their policy preferences on the rest of us, and who will be faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Justices who will uphold fundamental liberties like free speech, like religious liberty, like the Second Amendment.
And just about 2,000 miles away from where that hearing is going on, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had a major announcement regarding Senator John McCain's Senate seat.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Kyle will hold the seat until 2020 when a special election is held. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
The price of crude oil is holding steady around $69 a gallon. That's just one of the factors in the decrease in the price of a gallon of gasoline this week, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen one penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announced today he will not seek re-election next year. This comes on the news of a violent Labor Day weekend in Chicago where six people were shot and 23 others were wounded. All said, more than 1,000 people have been shot since Memorial Day in Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A recent study conducted by Fidelity found that an increasing number of parents are expecting their children to help foot some of their college bill. Meanwhile, of course, the children are thinking the parents should foot the college bill. Larry Winget is the pit bull of personal finance. He explains where children should come up with the money to help pay for their college.
You know, I think that parents need to be encouraging their kids to maybe look for a job. The good news is there are jobs available. Pretty much anybody who wants to work right now can do something. And I think the amount of money is not as important as the reason behind the donating to your own education. That's really the most important thing. I don't think it's important whether it's $15,000 or not. I think what's important is that parents go out and encourage their kids to do something to pay their own way. Be more responsible. That's what's really important.
Winget was also asked on Fox Business where the surge came of parents expecting their children to actually help pay for their own college.
I would hope that we're just fed up. I mean, we do so many stories. I come on and talking about the entitlement mentality and how we've coddled this whole huge age group of kids who have become millennials. And we talk a lot of trash about millennials, but they do a lot of good things, too. But I think we're just so bombarded with it that maybe we're to the point now we're saying this has got to end. This has got to stop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.